before we pray, let us read a passage from the Bible. Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But he said, 32, but he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Verse 34. Then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me. From 31 to 34 was the dialogue between Jesus Christ and Peter. And from the dialogue, we can understand that Peter saw himself was quite different from Jesus saw Peter. When Jesus looked at Peter, Jesus felt that Peter was very weak. But Peter looked at himself, he felt, I have no problem. How come there's so much gap? We usually feel that nobody understands me. It seems we understand ourselves the most. But from the story of Peter, now we understand, even Peter did not understand himself. Only Jesus understands him. How come there's so much gap? The gap coming from the spiritual eyesight, spiritual wisdom. In the worldly sense, yes, maybe we understand ourselves very much. You know how to reflect your own feeling. You know how to understand yourself, your strength, your weakness. Especially if you go through some kind of evaluation in a company. From the evaluation form, you understand yourself quite well. But when we come to the spiritual world, sometimes we are blind at all. I've been engaging a full-time ministry almost more than 20 years. Sometimes I look into a family, I really, really very worried. I talk with the parents. The parents just feel nothing. My children have nothing wrong. I look into the children. Your children is going this way. One day they are going to do surface. One day they are going to separate from the church. And the parents say, nothing wrong. I had the same feeling. When we look at a person with a naked eye, our physical eyes, yes, you have one feeling. But when you look at the person with spiritual eye, you have another feeling. And so-called the spiritual person, what kind of person is a spiritual person? Is the one who look others with your spiritual eyesight, with the eyesight of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. You look into this person, and you use the heart of Jesus Christ to feel about this person. And all of a sudden, you feel a lot of people actually, spiritually, is very, very low. Spiritually, is very, very weak. Spiritually, it's very, very dangerous. Just like Peter, just like Judas. But most of them were not aware about their own weakness, about their own danger, about their own loneliness of their spirituality. That is the danger point. But very fortunately, Jesus Christ told Peter, I pray for you. And before Jesus mentioned this, he said, the Satan has asked for you. Do you know? Satan is working. Satan tried to defeat you. Satan tried to devour you. Because Jesus Christ chose the 12 disciples. And the 12 disciples is going to succeed the work of Jesus Christ. So 12 disciples become the most important target which Satan is going to destroy. Oh, Satan is very powerful, you know. Oh. Jesus picked up 12 disciples. He trained up the 12 disciples. The 12 disciples followed Jesus. He listened to the Jesus, looked at Jesus perform miracle, looked at the Jesus cast out the demon. But one of them was devoured by Satan. Judah was devoured by Satan. I believe Jesus prayed for Judah. And Jesus also reminded Judah for several times. Oh, even say, oh, very explicitly, oh, if I pick up a piece of cake and give to whom, that one will be the one who betrayed him. And he gave the piece of cake to Judah, and Judah eat it. He was not awakened, because Satan already sneaked into his heart. He leave a space for Satan, because he covet of money, greedy, take something unrighteous. So there's a hole in his heart. So the Satan is sneak in. One the second sneak in and put a thought of betraying Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And no matter how Jesus remind him, he cannot understand it. Until he betrayed Jesus, all of a sudden, Satan left him and he was awakened. That's already too late. Oh. So sometimes we look into some of the youth. Really? Oh. We are very, very worried. Oh. Satan is working inside and they don't know. Oh. It seems that they are losing the right judgment, they are losing the self-control, they are losing their own direction and they don't know. Oh. Very dangerous. Oh. So Satan is working. Mighty, mighty. Oh. Where did Satan? Did you see Satan? Nobody ever seen Satan. How do you know there's Satan? Yes, Satan is working. Working in where? Oh. Working in the campus. Satan is working through your friend to talk to you. Oh. When Satan talk, oh, through the snake, talk to the Eve. After a few talk, Eve changed. Oh. You see? So powerful. So when you talk with your friend, after you few talk, your friend change your mind. Because Satan is walking through your friend, try to influence you, and try to pull down your spirituality. So don't think, my friend loves me so much, he will never harm you. Yes, he will harm you, but even he harmed you, he did not know he's hurting you. Because that is a spiritual warfare. If your friend don't have spiritual wisdom, even your friend don't know, he is dragging down you into hell. So be watchful. Satan is working everywhere. Oh. Even the worker of God. Satan can work and defeat the worker of God. Do you know? Very powerful. Satan is very powerful. Oh. We have to be very watchful. Oh. Use a very subtle way. Now, try to deceive you. Try to lead you astray. And try to make you commit sin. Try to change your thought. And right now, Satan is trying to work in Peter. But thank God, Peter, even though he was weak, but he never leave a space for Satan. So Satan walk outside, but can never sneak into his heart. Oh. So the same disciple, Judas and Peter. One, Jesus pray, no effect. Jesus remind, no effect. The other one, Jesus pray, and then Peter come back. What's the difference? Their heart is different. So even if you leave a space for Satan, then Satan sneak in too. Even we pray and fast and cry, like Jesus, no use, because you leave a space for Satan. But if you never leave a space for Satan, only someone with weakness, and somebody pray for you, the prayer will produce some effect. So Jesus Christ, Satan is trying to sift you, like the wheat. Verse 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith shall never fall. So eventually, Peter encountered weakness. He was so low in his spirituality. He denied Jesus 3 times. But later on, his faith crying up. Why his faith crying up? Because the prayer of Jesus Christ. So this is to tell us, how should we love each other? If you try to understand loving each other is to give somebody money, loving each other is to give somebody material, I don't think you have too much opportunity to love each other here. Everybody, even though we are not millionaire, at least our life is sufficient. We don't need anybody to give us money or anybody give us material. So you try to explain love as something to give some material to others. Quite often, if you have no opportunity to love your brothers. But if you look into the spiritual aspect, you know a lot of people need your love. A lot of people need your support, through your prayer. Now, without your prayer, maybe they are so weak, they will be devoured by Satan. So Jesus loved Peter very much. Now, he prayed for Peter. So we have to sustain each other's faith. Let's see Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Verse 1 and 2. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such one in a spirit of gentleness, considering himself, lest you also be tempted. Verse 2. Bear one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear one another's burden. What does that mean? The burden, not referring to the material burden. Your suitcase is too heavy, let me carry for you. That's not that kind of burden. Bear each another burden is their weakness. You know, when we greet each other, what is the sentence we ask each other? How are you? But when you ask somebody, how are you? You already, in your heart, you already expect somebody to say, very fine, no problem. Alright? If you greet somebody, how are you? That body say, very sad, I'm not good at all. After you ask 2-3 times, next time you try to avoid this person. You just don't want to ask, how are you? Why? Because if you somebody tell me I'm not very good, all of a sudden you feel you have an obligation to do something for him. If you don't do something for him, your conscience cannot be clear. And you are unwilling to sacrifice yourself to do something for others. So sometimes we ask, how are you? It's only formality. It's not really come from the heart of love. But as a Christian, when we see somebody who is weak, overcome by some kind of mistake, that because of spiritually this person is weak, we have to bear the person's weakness. How can we bear this person's weakness? Pray for them. Pray for them. Continuous pray for them, just like Jesus prayed for Peter. By doing so, now one day the person will come back the face and become strong. Maybe this person will become a very strong, very useful instrument of God. If you don't pray for this person, maybe he will be devoured by Satan and disappear from the church. So you have to look around now in your same campus, the same school. Look around to see whether anybody is very weak. The sign of weakness is what? Sabbath day, don't want to come. That's the kind of weakness. Never pray, never read the Bible. That's the kind of weakness. There are a lot of different signs. When talk about worldly stuff, all of a sudden, energetic. When talk about something spiritual, keep on dozing. That's some kind of weakness. Lose the interest to the spiritual pursuit. When you feel somebody is so weak, what should you do? If you try to judge him, he fall. If you try to sympathize him, he can be saved. So sometimes we look other people's weakness, we judge, and the person left the church. If you sympathize and you do something to love him, then he will come back. To save a person instead of judge the person, that is your compassion to the person, and pray for this person. So when you come to this kind of spiritual gathering, I think some of you are very weak, and some of you may not come here. They are supposed to be here, but they are not here. They are weak. Maybe right now they are having fun outside. Maybe right now they are watching the movie outside. But they are supposed to be here. They are weak. They need your prayer. They need you to support them in your prayer. If you can pray, just like you pray for your own weakness, and God is going to walk with you, and this brother or sister one day will come back. So let us sustain each other through our prayer. Let us love each other with the spiritual way. through our spiritual concern and spiritual prayer. So that is the message I want to share with you. Shall we all come forward? Let's pray.